Ever walk past one of those restaurants? You know, the ones kind of hidden on a side street but packed with
Well, I
people.
know what you mean.
And you think, how on earth did this place get discovered?
Yeah.
It's easy to get lost in the crowd, you know, especially in the digital world. And for lawyers, well, that's where local SEO comes in. It's like the signs and signals that let people know you're there. So think of this deep dive as, well, a crash course in attracting more clients right to your door, or I guess your website. You know that document you sent? Local SEO for Lawyers: Essential Strategies to Dominate Your Market. Let me tell you, it is jam-packed with useful advice.
It's amazing to me how many really good lawyers are out there, but nobody knows about them because their website is, well, stuck 10 years in the past.
It's true, like having a fantastic law firm, but no sign on the door.
So let's back up for a second. What exactly asterisk is asterisk local SEO, and why should lawyers even care?
Okay, so picture this. Someone's in trouble, right? They need legal help, maybe a DUI, maybe they need a will, maybe it's a divorce, who knows? But the first thing they do, Google it.
Makes sense.
So local SEO is making sure that when they search, asterisk, your asterisk firm pops up right there at the top.
And I bet this happens a lot more than people think,
Oh,
right?
absolutely.
Yeah.
That document you shared, it mentioned that something like 31% of people dealing with legal stuff, they go straight to the internet to find a lawyer.
31%. Okay, yeah, ignoring the internet is asterisk, not asterisk an option. But how do we actually asterisk it? How do we get Google or any search engine to see us as the top lawyer in town? Think of it like this. Search engines, they're like those really, really good matchmakers, always trying to connect people with exactly what they need.
So it's not enough to just have a website anymore.
Exactly. It
Isn't
has to
that?
actually asterisk work asterisk NC. And a big part of that is your Google business profile, like your digital storefront. You know, it's the first impression.
I've heard of those, but to be honest, haven't really looked into it.
You and everyone else.
Oh.
But seriously, it's crucial. When someone searches for a lawyer, those profiles often show up asterisk before asterisk regular websites.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing. Google checks how detailed and up-to-date it is. Your business name, address, even the photos you use, all of it.
So just throwing our logo up there isn't
No.
gonna cut it.
Not even close. Use high-quality photos of your office, your team, even you. And that description box. Don't be shy. Talk about what you're good at, your experience, what makes you different.
Like we're the only firm in town that.
Exactly. And those Google business posts, they only stick around for like a week. So post regular updates, answer some FAQs, share legal tips. Keep it fresh, keep it interesting.
Gotcha. Okay, so we spruced up our profile, but something tells me there's more to this whole digital storefront thing. What about choosing the right categories?
Spot on. Don't just list yourself as lawyer. Get specific. Are you a personal injury attorney? Family law, criminal defense. Each of those should be its own category. Oh, and include your city or region in relevant categories too.
So if I'm a real estate lawyer in Miami, I'd want categories like, say, real estate attorney, property law, Miami real estate lawyer, stuff like that.
Now you're thinking. Make it crystal clear to Google asterisk exactly asterisk what you do and where you do it.
This is making sense. It's like we're making it easy for clients to find us when they need us.
Exactly. Like setting up shop on the busiest street in town instead of some, I don't know, dark alleyway. And speaking of attracting those passersby, that's where keywords come in. Keywords. They're like the language of search engines. Someone types in, say, DUI lawyer near me. Those are keywords.
Okay.
And just like we talked about getting specific with those Google categories, you got to pick the asterisk, right? Asterisk keywords makes all the difference.
So I can't just scatter the word lawyer all over my website and call it a day.
You know better than that. Think of keywords like clues, you know, in a case file. Search engines use them to figure out what your website's really about, who it's for.
Okay, I'm following. But how do we actually asterisk? No asterisk which keywords to use. It's not like Google sends us a memo.
You'd be surprised. Think about the words asterisk your asterisk ideal clients would use when they're looking for legal help. A personal injury lawyer in Miami, for example, might try car accident attorney Miami, slip and fall lawyer Florida, even something like how to file a personal injury claim in Miami, you know, get creative.
Those longer phrases are interesting. Wouldn't have thought of those.
Those are long tail keywords, my friend, and they're gold. More specific, less competition, better chance of ranking higher.
To know. Okay, this is all starting to click. But let's talk websites for a minute. I have a feeling a lot of lawyers out there, myself maybe included, might need to, update things a bit.
More than a few. You wouldn't believe how many law firm websites are stuck in the past. Your website isn't just an online brochure, it's your virtual office, right?
Right.
So just like your actual office, you want it to be welcoming, informative, easy to find your way around.
So where do we begin?
First things first, technical tune-up. Your website could be the prettiest thing out there, but if it takes forever to load or looks terrible on a phone, forget it.
You're talking about page load speed and was it mobile responsiveness?
Exactly. Think about it. You wouldn't make a potential client wait an hour in your waiting room.
Right. Of course not.
Same goes for online. People are busy, they're impatient. You got to keep up.
So fast, sleek, adaptable, just like a good lawyer.
There you go. But don't think you're off the hook just yet. Even with the best tech in the world, content is king, as they say.
I hear that all the time. Content is king. But what does that even mean for lawyers? Am I supposed to be writing poetry about legal briefs?
Not quite. Think of it this way. Your content is your chance to really show what you know. Build trust with those potential clients. Answer their questions before they even have to ask.
So instead of being these like intimidating legal experts, we need to be, I don't know, approachable guides or something.
Exactly. And how do you do that? You provide useful, valuable content. What are the most common questions you get during consultations? Turn those into blog posts, FAQs, even short, snappy videos.
So a criminal defense lawyer might write about what to do if you get pulled over for a DUI or your rights during a traffic stop, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you got it. And don't forget those keywords we talked about. Sprinkle them in naturally. It's all about finding that sweet spot, writing for humans, but also making sure Google understands what you're talking about.
Right. We don't want to sound like robots, but we do want people to find us.
Exactly. Clarity. For both your potential clients and, well, those algorithms that decide who gets seen and who doesn't.
This is great stuff. Okay, so strong Google profile, check. We've got our keywords figured out, our website's churning out great content. How do we turn those website visitors into, actual clients?
Knew you were going to ask that. That's where landing pages come in. And no, it's not something they teach you in law school.
Okay, good to know. What are they and how do we use them?
Picture this. Someone searches for, let's say, divorce lawyer Chicago. Clicks on your website. You want to make sure they land on a page that's asterisk, all asterisk about divorce law in Chicago, right?
Makes sense, given what they're looking for right when they need it.
Bingo! That landing page, it needs a clear call to action. Something like, schedule your free consultation today. Testimonials from happy clients, your credentials, maybe even a video of you talking about your approach to, in this case, divorce law.
So we're basically, what, building a case for why someone should hire us? Except instead of presenting to a jury, we're doing it online.
There you go. And speaking of building a strong case, we got to talk about something that can make or break a lawyer in the digital world: reviews.
Reviews, right? Those can make or break you, it seems. Everyone wants them, but I bet they can be tough to manage too.
You said it. Good reviews, they're powerful. People trust what other people say, you know? But it's not enough to just cross your fingers and hope for the best. You gotta be proactive.
So besides doing great work, how do we get those happy clients to actually, share their experience?
Think about it from their point of view. They just finished a big case or maybe finalized a real estate deal, something like that. They're probably relieved, happy, maybe even feeling grateful.
But I bet leaving a review is the last thing on their mind.
Exactly. So make it easy for them. Send a follow-up email, maybe. Include links to those review sites, Google, Avvo, Justia, even Facebook. Clear instructions, and don't be afraid to personalize it a bit.
So instead of just a generic leave us a review, it's more like, we're so glad we could help with that difficult case. If you were happy with our services, we'd really appreciate you sharing your thoughts online.
That's the ticket. Turn a chore into a chance for them to say thank you. But let's be real, not every review is going to be sunshine and roses. How do we handle the, shall we say, less than glowing reviews?
That's the part I dread. Ignore them. Hope they go away. Or maybe, like, get into an argument with the person online.
First things first, don't panic. It happens to everyone. Ignoring it is bad, and getting into a fight online, even worse.
Okay, so what asterisk to asterisk we do?
Respond quickly, be professional, and try to be understanding. Thank them for the feedback, acknowledge their concerns, and if it makes sense, maybe suggest taking the conversation offline. Remember, potential clients are reading those reviews too. They want to see how you handle things, even when they're not perfect.
It's like damage control, but for your online reputation.
Exactly. Be transparent, show that you're responsible, responsive, all that good stuff. And that actually reminds me, gotta talk about NAP consistency.
NAP consistency sounds like something I should already know.
It's simpler than it sounds. NAP. Name, address, phone number. Believe it or not, tons of businesses, even law firms, have mistakes or inconsistencies in their online listings.
So my website says 123 Main Street, but my Google profile says 123 Main Street, that kind of thing.
That's exactly it. Or maybe your phone number is different on different sites. These little things, they confuse people, and they can actually hurt your search engine ranking.
Like showing up to court with a wrinkled suit, I guess, makes you look bad, even if you're the best lawyer there.
Great analogy. Consistency builds trust. Make sure that NEP information is the same everywhere. Your website, social media, those lawyer directories, everywhere.
Got it. Be consistent. Now, what about social media? Does my law firm really need a Facebook or a Twitter? Isn't that, I don't know, more for restaurants and stuff?
Social media might not be the first thing that comes to mind for lawyers, I'll admit, but it can be really powerful, especially for local SEO. It's another way to connect with potential clients, share some useful information, build your brand a little.
Right, but how do we use it the right way? Don't want to seem like those spam accounts.
Focus on providing value. Share your recent blog posts, maybe some legal tips, answers to common questions, engage with people, join conversations, show the human side of your practice.
So like a personal injury lawyer might share an article about new car insurance laws, a family lawyer might post about custody arrangements during the holidays, that sort of thing.
See, You get it. You're not trying to make a sale on social media. You're building relationships, becoming a trusted resource. That's the key.
Like networking, but online, I guess. Instead of handing out business cards, you're sharing knowledge and connecting with people.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And remember, like with any good strategy, you got to track how you're doing. How else will you know what's working and what isn't?
So no more throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks. We're using data to make smarter decisions. What tools do we have for that?
Google Analytics is your new best friend. It's free, and it tells you all sorts of stuff about your website traffic, where it's coming from, what pages people are looking at, how long they're staying on your site. It's a gold mine.
So I can actually see if those blog posts about local legal topics are bringing in new clients.
Absolutely. You can even set up goals to track specific things, like if someone fills out your contact form or calls your office directly.
This has been fantastic. Really appreciate all the insights. So if you had to leave our listeners with just one asterisk key takeaway, what would it be?
Local SEO, it's not a one and done kind of thing. It's an ongoing process. The rules change, the algorithms change. You got to stay on top of it. Like the law itself, right?
Right.
Always evolving.
Learn as you go. Right.
Exactly.
Well, on that note, we're going to wrap things up. Listener, we hope this deep dive into local SEO has given you the knowledge and tools you need to stand out online. Because in the digital age, being a brilliant lawyer is just the first step. You got to be findable, too.